I know, did you hear the story of Nadine Swigert?
你们有没有听说过 Nadine Swigert 的一个故事?
Believe it or not, this past March, just a couple months ago, she married herself.
三月份的时候呢,她自己嫁给了自己。
I kid you not, she had 45 guests, family and friends, and she had a ceremony in which she married herself.
她邀请了45位亲友,然后她自己嫁给自己。
You say, what about marriage vows? Well, she took marriage vows. She said, I do to myself.
那你会问,那婚礼上的宣誓呢,她也有,她只不过是对她自己说了。
And then she took the following vow. She said, I vow to have a lifelong love affair with myself.
然后她又宣誓说,她要一生都爱她自己。
And she took a honeymoon, you guessed it, all by herself.
她居然还度了一个蜜月,是她一个人度的。
Look, we live in a culture where we're told that if you say I do to anyone other than yourself, you're nuts, you're a fool.
我们生活在一个文化环境当中,如果你对自己说我愿意的话,那你真是有点傻。
And that's why for a few minutes this Mother's Day, you know, I want to give a shout out to all of you women who have said, I do to a husband and I do to your children.
在今天这个母亲节,我要对所有对自己的丈夫或者对自己的孩子说我愿意的母亲们致敬。
You heard the passage read earlier from Proverbs 31. I just want to reread one verse, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. If you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
刚才我们读了箴言书31章10到31节,现在我们只读一节经文,是31章的第10节。
Okay, the verse reads like this, it says, A wife of noble character, who can find, she is worth far more than rubies.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢? 她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Yeah, I read an interesting statistic just this last week. Do you realize that the average American has 2,000 daydreams every day?
我读到了一个很有趣的统计数字,你们知道吗? 一般的美国人,他们每天有2000个白日做的梦。
The average daydream lasts 14 seconds. So let's do the math here, okay? If you have 2,000 daydreams every day, and it lasts 14 seconds, the average one, that means that you spend half of your waking hours daydreaming.
白日梦持续的时间是14秒,那如果有2000多个白日梦的话,你乘一乘,那等于是你一半醒着的时间都是在做白日梦。
Now I want to ask all of you who are mothers today, how many of you believe that statistic?
我要问一下做母亲的,你们有多少人是相信这个统计数字的?
You don't believe it because you just don't have time as a mother, right? You don't have time to do a whole lot of daydreaming.
你不会相信,因为作为一个母亲,你没有时间做白日梦。
I was reading about a website that reached out to mothers just this last week.
我上个星期在看了一个网站,它上面都是针对母亲们的。
And the question they asked was this, when was the moment when you knew you were a woman, not a girl?
他们问的问题是, 是在哪一个时刻你意识到你是一个女人而不是一个女孩?
And the answer was, it's when I started to freak out. You know, I went through all these kinds of experiences and I started to freak out. The daydreams stopped. That's when I understood that I was a woman and not a girl.
回答是我开始紧张起来,我开始没有时间做白日梦的那一刻开始,我才意识到我是一个女人。
For a few minutes then this afternoon, I want to talk to those of you who are mothers, and I want to give you a word of encouragement.
今天下午我要给大家一些鼓励。
The interesting thing is that you might feel, you know, I'm just not wise enough. I'm not wise enough to be a mother.
有趣的是, 很多人会觉得, 我并不够聪明, 作为一个母亲, 我不够有智慧。
But there's something very encouraging for those of you who are mothers found in the book of Proverbs.
但是在箴言书里面, 我们, 可以对母亲们, 找到一些, 有鼓励性的话。
Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is personified.
在那个箴言书里面, 智慧是, 被个性化了。
That simply means that wisdom is described as a person.
那就是, 智慧, 变, 转化成了一个, 个人。
Now here's the question for you this Mother's Day. Guess which gender Solomon uses when he describes wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Does he describe wisdom as a he or as a she?
要问一个问题, 在箴言书里面, 所罗门, 是把智慧这个字, 是用阴性还是阳性来表示的, 是男性的他还是女性的他?
He describes wisdom, listen to this, ladies, as a she throughout the book of Proverbs.
他是用, 阴性的字来, 就是用女性的他来形容这个智慧这个字的。
You remember the story of Solomon? He was freaking out because he had to take the shoes of his father David. He had to become king of Israel.
你们知道, 所罗门的故事, 他是, 后来要, 就是继承了他父亲大卫的, 基业, 来, 作为以色列的王。
You remember God comes to Solomon one night and he says, Ask me for anything. Ask me for anything you want.
还记得吗? 有一天, 神对所罗门说, 所有的问题你都可以问我。
Now what did Solomon say?
所罗门说什么呢?
Did he say, show me the money?
他有没有说, 钱在哪?
Did he say, give me a long life, God, I really appreciate that?
还是说, 给我, 一个, 长寿的生命?
Did he say, fulfill all of my daydreams, God? No, you know, he said, give me what? Give me wisdom.
还是说, 让我实现我所有的白日梦? 没有, 他只是要求神说, 求你赐我智慧。
And the point I want to make is this, that God is especially tuned in to those of you who are mothers because he wants to give you a special kind of wisdom as a mother that we guys can never have.
我现在要提醒大家的是, 神对你们所有做母亲的都非常的关注, 他, 要赐给你们的智慧也是, 也是特殊的。
Okay, so very quickly for a few minutes now, I want you to get five characteristics of a superwoman, a supermom.
我们今天要讨论, 作为一个, 超级的母亲, 她所具备的五个特点。
The first characteristic is this, a super mom has a true spiritual wisdom that is very rare in this world.
首先作为一个超级的母亲, 她有属灵上的, 智慧, 那是在现在的世界上是非常少有的。
Listen to chapter 31, verse 30. It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord, that is someone who has wisdom, is to be praised.
在30节节中说, 艳丽是虚假的, 美容是虚浮的, 唯敬畏耶和华, 就是有智慧的妇女, 必得称赞。
And so the first thing he points out is that a super mom has a wisdom that is extremely rare in the world today.
所以, 这里, 要, 提的第一点就是, 作为一个超级母亲, 她是具备了一种, 非常少有的智慧。
Now if you look again at verse 30, we are to do what to women who have, mothers who have this extreme wisdom? We are to praise them. Do you see that? She is to be praised.
这里说, 她必得称赞。
Look, it sounds as if Solomon is writing to women here, but he's writing to us guys. We men are the audience here.
这里看起来所罗门是对做母亲的讲的，但是呢，其实他是对我们那些男士们说的。
And he's saying to us guys, he's saying, don't be airheads as men. Don't be airheads. Give praise to your wife. Give praise to your mother because she has a wisdom that is incredibly rare in this world.
这里所罗门是提醒所有的男士们不要对妇女们所做的贡献视若罔闻，而要称赞他们。
Okay, that brings us to a second characteristic of a superwoman.
我们现在要提一个超级母亲的第二点。
Do you notice she's a really shrewd businesswoman here in this passage?
在这段经文当中，我们可以看到她是一位非常精明的做生意的人。
If they had a Fortune 500 back then, I guarantee you this woman would have been one of the leading CEOs of that time.
如果当时有财富杂志提名的五百强企业的话，那她一定是其中之一的一个执行官。
But there's a little bit of humor here that I want you to get. While the superwoman, the CEO of the family, the CEO is running around working her hands to the bone, what is her husband doing?
我们这里还看到一个对比，当那位执行总裁为了家里的事忙里忙外的事时候，她的丈夫在做什么呢？
If I can put it delicately, he's sitting on his butt.
如果详细描写的话，他就是闲坐着。
Look at verse 23. Her husband is respected at the city gates where he takes his what? His seat among the elders. You know, there's a woman who has written a book titled The Resignation of Eve.
在这里他写到他丈二十三节说他丈夫在城门口与本地的长老同坐为众人所认识。
And the idea of this whole book of the resignation of Eve is what happens if all of the women in our lives resigned?
有一本书，它的名字叫《夏娃辞职了》，就是说，如果所有的妇女们她们辞职的话，那家里会怎么样？
Well, I'll tell you, if my wife all of a sudden resigned in the home, she said, I quit! You know, I quit as being a wife, and then if all of the women in this church said, we resign! As of today, we resign. What do you think would happen to our homes? What do you think would happen to our church?
如果有一天所有的妇女都从他们家中的职位辞职的话，你们觉得我们的家里面和我们的教会里面会发生什么样的情形？
You know, we'd be on life support, right? We'd be in deep, deep trouble.
那我们会非常糟糕。
But there's a third characteristic of this superwoman I want you to notice. As you read this passage, you'll see that she enriches everyone that she meets in her life.
那位超级母亲的第三个特点是所有遇到她的人都得到了他们在精神上得到了完善。
I want you to get something really staggering. If you read this passage about this superwoman, there are 22 verses that describe her.
在这里我们可以看到有22节是形容这位才德的妇人的。
And in every one of these 22 verses, she's enriching someone else's life. Not focusing on herself, but every one of these verses, she's enriching someone else's life.
在每一节的经文当中，他都是使别人的生活更丰富。
Did you read about Putin's inauguration over in Russia this last week?
你们有没有关心普京上个星期他的那个就职典礼？
Something really almost disgusting happened as he was driven in a black limo through the streets of Moscow. Do you realize that all the streets were deserted?
当他的黑色的礼车经过那个莫斯科的街道的时候，你们有没有注意到那些街道都是空的？
There wasn't even one soul, not one person on the streets of downtown Moscow to wave and to cheer him on and say, hey, Putin's really made a difference in my life.
没有人在莫斯科的闹市区出来为他 欢迎他做新一任的总统。
What a contrast to many of you women, many of you mothers. When you get to heaven, I'm going to tell you there are going to be people who will cheer you on because every effort in your life, every contact you made, you tried to enrich everyone who came into your life.
那与我们做母亲的不同，当我们有一天到天上去的时候，会有很多人来迎接我们。
Briefly, I just want to mention two more characteristics as we close.
我们再来提这位才德夫人的还有另两个特点。
First of all, I want to point out that this woman was beautiful. In other words, her life made music.
首先这位妇人是美丽的，因为她的生活制造了音乐。
She was successful, she was strong, she was clever, but she also was beautiful. Her whole life made music.
她成功坚强又有智慧，但是她也是美丽的，因为她的人生就制造了音乐。
Did you hear the Sunday school teacher who once asked little Johnny to say a prayer in Sunday school?
你们有没有听过这个故事？说主日学的老师叫小 Johnny 唱歌。
And so he prayed this prayer. He said, "Dear God, make the bad people good and the good people nice."
那 Johnny 呢就祷告说上帝啊，请你把坏人变成好人，使好人变得更好。
I'll tell you something. I got to make a confession. You know, I might know truth, and I might be good, but I'm not always nice. Sometimes I'm really not a nice guy.
这里我要坦白说，我是平时我还是比较正直，但是呢，我不够良善。
This woman was not only good, but she was nice. She brought music into every situation in her life.
她不，这里我们所说的才德的妇人，她是非常的友善。
Okay, I want to say one more thing about this superwoman as we close.
我们再来提这位才德妇人的第五个特点。
She was used mightily by God, but she knew that she was not perfect.
她是遵循了神的道，但是呢，她也知道她并不是完美的。
You know, one of the dangers in the Christian life, especially with you women, is you think, you know, I got to be perfect. Perfectionism is deadly in the Christian life.
我们做妇女的我们女基督徒们有时候呢，我们非常的要追求完美。
And what happens many times is, you know, we fake it. We say, I've got a perfect family, I've got a perfect marriage, and I'm a perfect super mom. You don't have to fake it.
很多时候呢，我们假装我们有一个完美的生活，我们假装自己的家庭生活很美满，自己的属灵生活很美满，但是真的你不必要假装。
You know, God has a way of humbling us when, you know, we think we're close to perfection, we got it all together. He has a way of humbling us to show us, you know, you don't have to be perfect to be a mom.
当我们自认为完美的时候，神有办法使我们谦卑下来，使我们认识到我们并不需要做得完美。
I want to close by telling you a humorous story of something that happened to an evangelical superwoman. I mean, she was on her way to speak at a women's conference of 10,000 women.
接下来有一个幽默的故事作为结束，就是有一位超级的妇女，她在属灵生命上面是非常的，就是非常的有造诣。她在要去给一万多人的妇女大会做一个传道。
Okay, now she was in a hurry to speak to this group of 10,000 women, and she was tailgating the car directly in front of her.
她因为急着要去赶去这个一万多人的集会，然后呢，她的车子呢就撞到了前面的一辆车子。
And she couldn't believe it. This guy in front of her stopped for a yellow light.
那她真的是不敢相信，前面的那辆车是看到了黄灯就停下来了。
And she engaged in a meltdown. She couldn't believe that this guy couldn't have gone through this yellow light, and so she's literally losing it there, having to wait at this red light.
那她呢，就真的是非常的生气，就想怎么你黄灯就停下来而不冲过去，那我就只能够被那红灯给堵住了。
I mean, she's really having a meltdown. She's yelling and she's screaming and she's honking the horn and doing everything, just absolutely. She's on her way to speak to a convention of 10,000 Christian, but she's flipping out.
她实在是受不了了，所以呢，在那个红灯的地方呢，她就开始大喊大叫的骂那个前面的那位男士。And
all of a sudden, she hears this tap on her window.
那突然间呢，她听到她的窗上面轻轻的敲的声音。And
it's a cop, and he says to her, "Lady, come out with your hands up."
是一位警察叫她双手举起来，走出车来。And
then he says to her, turn around, and he handcuffs her.
然后呢，他又叫她转过身去，给她上了手铐。And
then he takes her down to the police station where, you know, they do it. She's searched and fingerprinted.
然后他们又把她带到了警察局，把她全身的搜查，然后还让她按了指印。
And then she's put in this holding cell for 2 hours.
她被警察局拘留了两个小时。
And for 2 hours, you know, she's fretting because she knows I should be there speaking to 10,000 evangelical women. No one comes to bail her out.
在那个两个小时里面，她是很在担心，就是她要去那个一万多人的集会，但是呢，也没有人来赎她出去。
But finally, the cop who arrested her came and, he says, "Lady," he says, I just want to apologize. I'm so sorry. It was all a misunderstanding. Let me tell you what happened."
那警察呢，最后呢，他就跑过来说，对不起，实在是很抱歉，是一场误会。
So I was sitting behind you and I saw you having this meltdown, yelling and screaming. I thought you were cursing at the guy in front of you. I saw it, but it didn't bother me. I see road rage all the time.
那位警察说，我在你后面，我就看到你对着那个男的大喊大叫。这个呢，其实并不是不平常的事，因为我看到那种在路上那种不礼貌的事经常发生的。
But then he said, I saw your bumper sticker, which said, "What would Jesus do?"
但是呢，问题是我看到你的那个车后面有一条写着，耶稣会怎么做？
Instantly he said, I thought the car was stolen because clearly this isn't what Jesus would do.
那突然间我就觉得，我看到这条写的话，我就觉得这辆车一定是你偷的，因为很明显耶稣不会这么做。
I just want to free you mothers, just to free up, say you don't have to be perfect, you're not always wise, you're not always beautiful. There are times when you're not doing what Jesus would do.
我只是想提醒你们各位，就是我们并不是完美的，并不是我们每时每刻都是做着耶稣会做的事。
But that's why we need Jesus every moment in our lives.
所以我们每时每刻都需要耶稣。
Do you remember in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, Jesus made this statement. He said, "The greater than Solomon is here," referring to himself. Do you remember that?
在马太福音十二章四十二节当中，耶稣说，比所罗门更有智慧的是谁呢？他是指他自己。
I want you to get what that means. It means that if you're following Jesus every moment of your day, you are, listen to this, greater and wiser than the wisest man who ever lived because you are connecting with Jesus Christ, who is greater than the wisest man who ever lived.
这里提醒我们的是，如果我们每时每刻都跟随主耶稣的话，那我们就比任何有智慧的人都聪明，因为就像耶稣基督那样，他是比所罗门更有智慧的。
It all boils down to this, ladies. Wisdom simply means having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ every day.
那这里所指的智慧，就是我们与主有在每一天都有我们亲密的关系。
And so I want to, as we conclude, honor all of you moms here today. You have a unique wisdom, the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
祝每一位做母亲的都有独一无二的智慧，那就是从耶稣而来的智慧。